Welcome to Bevy of Bevies, the podcast about consumable liquid. This podcast is brought to you by Seahouse and Jen and Cullen, actually. Cullen, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
Good to hear. Today, we are drinking milk. Oh. The flavor is chocolate. The brands are Prairie Farms and Seal Test. It is coming to us in a plastic bottle and a cardboard carton. This beverage is manufactured by two different companies, Prairie Farms Dairy Incorporated and the AgriPure Dairy Cooperative. Cullen, this is a big one.
I mean,
chocolate milk. We were forced by circumstance to mix up the containers a little, yeah. But we're celebrating chocolate milk today is the main thing.
Yeah. We're getting some milk and we're putting some chocolate in it. What else can you say, really? We could have gone with like a Nesquik. And maybe we will in a future episode, but we wanted to stick to the pure stuff.
I will say, respectfully to a Nesquik or a Hershey's or any kind of a, you know, chocolate mix, that's no chocolate milk in my mind. That is a separate beverage.
Yoo-hoo chocolate drink type beat.
You who drink that chocolate milk are not you who are welcome in my homestead. Call it you. So you were telling
to the
me
you who drink.
Thank you, Emma Stone.
Yeah.
You were telling me that the carton. So I have the supersized carton. It's
That's a
473 yeah. milliliter carton, which you said was not common in your neck of the woods.
No, I feel like I could be wrong. I'm not really that familiar. I'm not an experienced chocolate milk drinker as an adult, but. Mm-hmm. I associate cardboard carton milk with like a quart, which mm-hmm. is like, or like a half gallon, whatever it would be, or a childhood size lunchroom chocolate milk that is like a little squat box that is hard to open.
Yes, famously, of course, the hard to open flap. Yeah, it's interesting because famously, in Canada, we have bagged milk.
Yeah.
That was what I always grew up with, was the bag of milk in, like, an ornate piece of, like, pottery that my mother had, like, purchased somewhere and was like, this is cool. We can use this as a milk jug. But then the chocolate milk, that was never really bagged. I have seen bagged chocolate milk, but usually it's a carton, a 1 liter or 2 liter, like you said. But then, and then there's the school lunch size, but then this is, like, the mid-range. It's the mid-size sedan of chocolate milks. And then you have the plastic bottle, which I feel like I almost never drink chocolate milk out of a plastic bottle.
That's very crazy to hear. Chocolate milk plastic bottle is like the association in my head of like school, you have the carton. Home, you'll have... I don't know if they have these in Canada. This is maybe like complete ignorance on my end. So this one, I'm looking at a cap that I'll twist and the little... safety seal will stay on the bottle. Yeah. The ones that I associate with like being younger and drinking plastic bottle milks are where you pull the safety seal off.
Oh.
And then the cap stays and it's like a pop on pop off, where this is like a classic screw top.
Wow, I've never heard of that before in any context, I must say. You look shocked. One other thing I want to add, because you know the Canadians will be mad if I don't mention this. Cullen, what do you think of the skateboarder?
There's a skateboarder on there. It's
who is the
cool.
star. He's the star of chocolate milk. For little, like, truly, like, if you asked someone in Canada to, like, draw a chocolate milk carton, it would have the skateboarder
that's
on it.
Crazy.
Like, that's how ubiquitous it is. And, like, this design has not changed since my childhood. Like, for 25 plus years, this has been the look. And, like, I mean, why change it, really? Like,
I know, yeah, don't mess with perfection. I feel
you
like...
got the nice thing, red Seal Test logo. Sorry, go ahead.
If you ever see any logo on a chocolate milk at school, it would be a cow, not
sure,
a man.
Sure.
but I mean, look, it is good. Milk's good for your bones, obviously. Does that cross-pollinate with other types of milk? Will you have like a strawberry milk with a skateboarder on it, or is it like someone else?
I don't remember the strawberry milk. So the 2% mm-hmm. is a BMX biker or a mountain
okay.
biker.
Yeah.
And then, which is a dark blue carton. Mm-hmm. And then the skim milk, which was what we had as kids, was a runner.
Okay.
Like just a lady running.
Yeah. Is that like
and
a
so
pink?
That is a light blue. Like
light
a
blue?
Teal.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like my associations with milk is like A light blue is your lowest percentage. Your middle percentage, like your 2%, what have you, would be a dark blue. And then whole milk is always red.
Yeah. And we call that homogenized milk or homo milk, of course, famously, which is also something that a gay person can be called. In case you didn't know, you are trying hard not to laugh.
It's not my place, certainly.
Yes, exactly. You don't have the pass. So shall we crack and get into this? Because, yeah. I mean, like, the chocolate milk flavor. You go ahead and... I don't even know if this will be an audible crack, but...
Yeah, yours will I'll be try a and bit do of a tear.
A peel. I'll try and get close to the mic.
I'm smelling it. This is good. I've not really had Prairie Farms. I've moved to where this is from recently. And I gotta say, I'm not a big chocolate milk drinker.
Wow. Okay, so you are drinking. I'm getting the carton open. I've got like a good open, but an off-center tear. So I did successfully get the thing open. It didn't have to manually tear it open, but it is a little off-center.
Yeah. Our episodes are only 20 minutes, and this one is just you picking at your little carton, trying to get an openable hole.
And it ends when I'm 10 minutes from succeeding.
Yeah.
So, Colin, I will take my second. Tell us how that chocolate milk went for you.
This one is...
Go ahead. One other thing, just do you shake your chocolate milk?
I shook mine like crazy. I feel like you gotta shake it. Any sort of sediment you want mixed in, you want it homogenized in a way. Mm-hmm. Mine is okay. I feel like a baseline chocolate milk flavor. I just don't really like it that much.
Wow.
I feel like I don't drink milk by itself usually. If I'm having, like, we'll get into a snack pairing later. If I'm having, like, cookies, I'll want a plain milk. Yeah. And I am a big cereal milk drinker out of the end of my cereal. But chocolate milk is just, like, too sweet. And, like, I feel it, like, instantly, like, in my stomach. Like, I am not happy that I'm having this.
Right. Do you think that is maybe a factor of... Because, like, I was sort of thinking, like, oh, the 1%, which is both what I am a member of and also the type of milk I'm drinking, it goes down very smooth, I must say. So do you think that the existence of more milk fat is maybe contributing to that sort of heavy stomach feeling?
Maybe, but I know that when I've had, like, a 1%, like, a low-fat milk, chocolate milk, it just tastes watery to me, and I prefer this to that because at least it doesn't taste like chocolate water, but this one sort of tastes like I'm drinking melted ice cream. There is a chocolate milk brand local to Illinois that apparently is owned by a problematic figure, so maybe I won't say their name on the podcast.
Sure.
But that one I'll get from time to time. It's like, I do...
So I will buy it.
But... Yeah. Well, this is the thing. It's like, I get the hankering for chocolate milk. It's something that's so enticing. I loved it when I was a kid, and I'll be excited to drink it. And that one is, like, very thick, very much like you're drinking a warm-through milkshake. What if I was like, I drink it warm, great hot. just, like... This one is not really giving me what I want in the way that, like, a great chocolate milk I will think is good. And this is, like, a solid chocolate milk that I'm, like, I will probably have one more sip.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, even though I have had a lot to drink today, not to, you know, launch this into a segment of what have you drank. But I've had a fair amount to drink today, and I know that, like, you know, the thing with the chocolate milk for me is... And, you know, this has been a thing for me with milk for a while. I am probably a little lactose intolerant. I have not been diagnosed. But, like, I know that I will be, like, paying for this chocolate milk later is what I feel like. Especially, like, having, like, already, like, a full stomach pretty much.
Yeah.
And then drinking the chocolate milk. It's, like, I already just have, like, the natural inclination. It's like, oh.
Yeah, I can't like imagine having it, like, after a meal. I would feel very bad. It's so indulgent. The second sip is a little better. This one, just to talk about the flavor a little bit, it's got a nice chocolate flavor. We didn't really talk about ingredients, Mine is just milk, sugar, cocoa, cornstarch, salt, carrageenan, and vitamin D3.
Yeah,
there's a bit of a saltiness to it, which I think is nice and welcome.
You like do you like a salted caramel, salted chocolate?
Oh yeah, I'm like salt on, like, if I'm having ice cream, I'll throw salt on that. If I'm having,
wow,
yeah, I love a salt and sweet. I'll tell you some stories. I'm like a slug, except I like it. Where a slug doesn't want salt, I do.
I'm a slug, except I like it.
Yeah, I'm a slug type guy, but I love salt.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, this is an interesting one, because I think a particularly good carton, I feel like. This is a very smooth drink for me. And, you know, like, it's that, it has a body to it, I think, is what I enjoy them. Because, like, it is very interesting to compare. Chocolate milk feels so different from soda, but at their essence, you know, it's just, like, sweet drink.
At a bar, do you have any sweet drink?
The famous umbrella of sweet drink. But they are, like, incredibly, and, you know, obviously carbonation plays a factor, but they are incredibly distinct beverages.
Sure, yeah. It is just, yeah, it's just, it is very sweet. What, do you have a year on your carton? Mine's from since 1938. I don't know if yours has that.
A year of origin? Mine is
not. Oh, wait, mine's expired.
Well, I was a little worried because I did the classic, you can't be sure, right around this time of year. You can't be sure if you're looking at a March or a May.
Yeah, yeah, that's funny.
And I was a little scared because, like, this is like a convenience store, and so, like, I can totally imagine that it's like you get like 3 cartons of chocolate milk and you sell those 3 in a month, and like they just stay in there. But I do believe that this expires on May the 4th be with you.
Okay, mine.
And that was my Miss Piggy.
Yeah, mine is. You can actually put that away. mine is April 17th, as we record on April 9th. So a little bit closer than, as Miss Piggy said, May the 4th be with you.
I'm in a little bit of trouble. Oh, we have fun on Baby Face. But yeah, sure. I mean, like, it's interesting because, like, this is such a major episode, and yet I feel like I don't have that much to say just because, like, it's chocolate milk. It's, like, the most ubiquitous. Like,
yeah.
We have both, I imagine, been drinking this for over 20 years.
Chocolate milk was your preferred as a child? Like, school lunch?
Yes. Yeah, I'm not a huge, just plain white milk, especially because we were a skim milk family, and sure, they were 2%. So, like, 2% both, you know, it tasted a little strange to me, but then also, like, there was this implied moral quandary of, you know, of you're drinking, you know, skim milk is healthy, and so you're drinking the unhealthy milk.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, it is a thing of, like, as a child, number one would be chocolate milk, number two would be regular milk, number three would be strawberry milk, which I feel like I've never met anyone who's like, I loved strawberry milk. but now, that, like, if I were to have milk, if you were like, you can have one glass of milk today, I would be like, I guess give me something that's like, without being, you know, 1%, like a grass-fed organic, like something with, like, that is plain but has weight to it. Like, that is like a milk with character.
Right. And, yeah, not to spoil future episodes, if we ever do cover plain milk or any other varietal milk, but I will say, I don't know that I've ever drank a strawberry milk.
I've had it. It tastes bad.
Why it would be good. Because, like, I think another interesting thing is, like, the chocolatiness of the chocolate milk. I think that that is, like, a winning combination. I mean, obviously, milk chocolate is already a thing, but, like, it feels right to mix that, like, the flavor profile of chocolate, which is sort of a different, a sort of richer, more, like, coat-your-tongue kind of flavor of sweetness compared to, like, a Coke sweetness. And so I feel like that pairs very nicely with the milk because, like, they're both, like, it's really, like, bathing you.
Yeah, if you pour chocolate milk in a glass and pour it out, the glass will have a new color, a new coat of paint on the inside.
Right. I thought you, for some reason, I was imagining like the tablecloth trick. Like you pour a glass of chocolate milk and then you pull the glass away and the chocolate milk would be hanging in midair.
Yeah.
That famous real thing that happens.
Was there any history? Do we know when chocolate milk was invented?
That's true. I guess we should get into some history. When was chocolate milk invented? A great question. When, you know, of course, there's the classic bit about the guy that discovered milk.
Yeah.
What was he getting up to?
Yeah. He's a bit of a slug that likes salt.
I'm not quite sure I understand, but I also don't want to pry further. Wow, okay, so here is
huge news.
I'm looking at Wikipedia right now. Here is the history heading under the chocolate milk Wikipedia article. Chocolate milk was first created in Jamaica.
Oh.
End of section.
Oh! That's so crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say. Chocolate milk was invented in Jamaica.
Well, yeah. That's the history then. Did you have, you said you wanted to do food pairing?
Yes, I have a crazy anecdote, which you will probably despise.
Great.
But, so, the one, I do not normally drink chocolate milk. You know, I don't normally have occasion to drink chocolate milk. It's not something I would ever buy for myself, really. I try and stay away from the sugary beverages as much as I can, except on Bevy Bevies, of course. But the one time I will treat myself and do a chocolate milk is the one restaurant where I see it regularly, which is the burrito place I go to.
Ah, I know a burrito you get also. This is awful.
As I expected, you did not react positively to that I would be eating like a steak burrito and drinking a carton of chocolate milk.
I feel like, without doxing you, the last time you had a burrito, you did divulge that it was steak and octopus.
Steak and calamari, yes. Sure. I love a steak and shrimp burrito as well. Those are great.
With a nice cup of chocolate milk. Yeah, that would be awful, I think. My food pairing, school lunch mode, I'm going to go bad spaghetti.
See, so this is a very American. This is like the Canadian equivalent of the California high schools where all the lockers are outside.
Yeah.
You had like a cafeteria and were served lunch every day.
You could bring your own lunch.
You could
buy hot lunch. This is just where I was. And you would have, you know, like chicken nuggets. You would have spaghetti. Yeah. You would have taco salad. You would have, I'm trying to think what else it could even be, like weird, like hamburger or like chicken sandwich. And then you walk past all the hot trays as you're scooping out your stuff. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the line is a little cooler filled with tiny cartons of milk. And you always want to be early so you can get a nice chocolate.
Wow. Because, like, so elementary school, no cafeteria, you eat in your classroom, your brown bag in it.
Wow.
High school, and, you know, of course, this may be different for various districts, but this is the way that I grew up. But high school, there's a cafeteria. I'd say probably still, like, 70% of people are brown bag in it.
Mm-hmm.
The chicken burger was a popular go-to for the lunch purchase. But by and large, you know, I think I pretty much had, like, sandwich, apple, maybe a dessert, maybe a bevy for, like, most of my school life.
Yeah. I feel like high school post, like, my first year of high school, I know it's a little bit different in Canada. It'd be ninth mm-hmm. grade for us. After that, you're just going off campus and getting, like, McDonald's or Taco Bell or, like...
Yeah, I associate that pretty strongly with, like, senior year, because, sure. like, I had a car,
yeah,
and so it was a little easier to, you know, be more mobile in that sense, so that was sort of when things started to kick off in that way. But let's get to our final thoughts on chocolate milk. I mean, it sounds like you're a little down on the Chomi.
We've talked about it on future and past episodes, where sometimes I finish on, like, you can see... I've got only the top a little bit drank. There is not a lot of gone from this chocolate milk.
It looks like you, like, put your lips up to the container and just, like, sucked instead of, like, yeah. actually, like, drinking. It looks like you were just, like...
Yeah, I went like this. Poured it up my, down my sleeve.
Yes, you are miming pouring it into a potted plant behind you.
Yeah. I would give, I mean, it feels weird to give chocolate milk a thumbs down just because
no, I think you should if you, chocolate if milk, you feel this
but
way.
But, I mean, it's like, this is fine chocolate milk. I just don't really like chocolate milk. So I'll give it a quarter diagonal thumb.
Interesting.
Downward so, facing.
Right. And I have mentioned the diagonal down thumb and diagonal upward thumb to you before, yeah. and you didn't seem to like it then. So it's interesting that you're
this one I'm saying is like, you know, like a 35 past the hour thumb.
sure.
Right on the 7.
Yeah. I mean, this is not, you know, I expected this to be a celebration of chocolate milk. I will say, and like, and not in a way that it's your fault, but I, maybe that. That you being a little more tempered in your feelings towards chocolate milk has colored me a little. I'm certainly still a thumbs up, but maybe this is not the Pantheon beverage that I once thought it was. And maybe I had some rose-colored glasses on about the chocolate milk.
Yeah, when we do our mid-season or our in-between season Q&A episode, we'll do a ranking of the first season's bevies, and we'll see where this one lands.
Yes, absolutely. But that will do it for today's episode of Bevy of Bevies. For Cullen and myself, thank you all for listening. And until next time, if the chocolate's in the milk, then you're smooth as silk, except in your tummy, where it's going to be bummy.
Sip, sip, in the trash can.